Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Join us right now on the BetQL Guest Hotline. Insider for ESPN.com covers the Commanders. It's our pal John Kime. Hey, John.
What up, guys? How are you?
So, John, they draft Jaden Daniels, which, you know what? Dan Quinn came on the show in February and called him a game changer, and a couple of us thought it jumped out at us.
Yep.
Tell us the whys. We heard Adam Peters talk about it. What were people saying as to why they chose him over somebody like Drake May?
So I think you have to go to him as a passer first, because I think if you didn't have that combo, we know the legs, right? I mean, that's part of the game changing aspect to him is the legs. But if you don't have the other part, I think it's going to be hard to survive in the NFL. And I think that's where, you know, people felt he took a big jump as a passer. And when you watch him, he does a pretty good job with his mechanics, especially compared to the others. Feet and eyes matched up when he's going through his progressions, good quick release, you know, started to see the field very well and took a big jump as a passer. So I think that's in the mechanics of the position too, I think they liked, as far as, you know, some pre and post snap changes. When I had talked to Dan Quinn at the owners meetings, I asked him, as a defensive coach, how do you view the quarterback search? Like, what are you looking for? And he's like, well, what I like to do as a defensive coach is change things post-snap. I mean, obviously, right? You want to confuse the quarterback. So naturally, what he's going to look for is a guy who can handle that well. And he felt like at the time, you know, he said that Daniels processed very well. And it's funny because when he said that, you put two and two together, it's like game changer, processes well. It's probably a wrap. But they did keep it quiet. Mm-hmm. I mean, as far as I'd say they keep it quiet. There was some of it, like when you talk to people, it was a little bit of a, you know, okay, this is what everybody thinks, but Peters wasn't going to tell anybody in the media for sure, and the inner circle wasn't for sure.
Did you believe that when Peters said it was unanimous throughout the building and we knew for a while? I don't necessarily believe that.
I think unanimous in the building, I don't know, because you'd have to talk to a lot of people.
Yeah.
I do know, it's for a while. So I go back to like January, and I remember somebody I talked to right around the time he was either hired or about to be hired. And their comment was like, this guy told me like Adam loves Jaden Daniels.
Right.
Now, at the time, you also hear other things about other guys too. So, but you file it away. But that's so early in the process, you're not going to think like he's going into it like that, because this is a group that wants to, just like we saw the coaching search, make sure you get everything and see everything and hear everything and then finalize the decision. So, but I don't know what the definition for him of a while is. He did say it would take a lot to knock him off. I don't know how, like, is I don't know for him if that's a month. if that's 2 months, I don't think it goes back that far because you were still so early in the process. Unanimous, I don't know. Yeah. You know, and I'll tell you what, if it doesn't work out, we'll hear later that it wasn't. That's what I know for sure.
What about timetable here? I'm just assuming, and he made a point of saying, I'm just here to compete. But I'm assuming he's going to play week one, barring a catastrophic preseason. Yeah. Is that what you kind of assume too?
That's what I would assume. And so, again, going back through this process, and when you talk to people, whether even here or in the league, about him, that part of why they feel like he can come in and start right away compared to some others would be he's played a lot more games. So he has seen a lot more thrown at him. In college now, it's different going from college to the NFL, but you're also talking about what also resonates with teams is always the SEC. So he, you know, I know he didn't spend his whole career there, but he spent the 2 years there. So he had a lot thrown at him, gone through some adversity, transfers and all that. So I think you got a chance to see more of what he could handle. And then the legs give him that chance to come in and right away that if something's not there, well, you can still make a play. And so that's always why a lot of coaches, over the years when you talk to them, like going back, for a lot of guys, like that's why they can come in and make an immediate contribution. And, so I think I would expect that. And when he says come in and compete, I don't know if he means for the job or just come in and play hard, right? I don't know.
I think he's just being humble.
Yeah, I think so, too. I definitely think so, too. I mean, you can't come out and say, I'm coming here to,
take over the league or something.
Yeah, I'm coming here to dominate. You can't do that. And, I think you want to come to a new locker room with some dose of humility as well, yet having to take charge. I think that'll be the thing. I mean, he's an unassuming kid from everybody you talk to.
Yeah.
Hard worker and all that. But I would expect him to come in and be the guy right away. It just, wouldn't make sense otherwise. Mm-hmm.
John, have you been surprised at all about how tight-lipped Peters in the front office were leading up to this pick of Jaden Daniels? Or it's just, look, it's a new organization, new ownership. Things are being done differently, obviously, under Adam Peters and this group. It's tough to get information out of them.
Yes. Yeah, it was. And I'm not surprised. Well, I say, that's what you heard with him coming in, but we've heard that before. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't always play out that way. I can't say I'm too surprised. Like even during the coaching search, again, like they were pretty tight-lipped then too. That's why when there's all sorts of rumors out there, it's like, I think they kind of like, well, where is this coming from? It's not coming from here. So I'm not all that surprised just because they showed during that part that they could keep it like that. And then you also have others here who you want to abide by your new boss because you want to keep your job. So 2 + 2 = 4 in this one, and that because of that, right? So not overly surprised.
So were you surprised that they didn't trade back into the first round to snag a tackle, which a lot of people were saying they might do, and to move back into the first round?
A little bit, yes, because they need to get a guy. I'm not sure how firm an opportunity they had to do that. The one thing that I would say, there are some tackles, and the guy's the name I keep throwing out there, and I don't know if he'll be there or when they pick or if they would pick him, but a guy like Roger Rosengarten is a guy who's still out there. He did come in for a visit. He's a guy that, I'd heard that this team liked him, heard that, some other teams liked him, obviously. And he's kind of got a wide range. Like some people projected him to go, into the third. Others have him higher. Mm-hmm. And so, but he's a guy who's there, he's a right tackle at Washington, but Michael Penix lefty. So, and teams feel, there are definitely teams that feel he could play on the left side. So if they're eyeing a guy like that, maybe they think that he would be there. So that, and then, when you comes to this team, obviously uses analytics a lot. And by the way, like, I know like some people, like I thought they, for the quarterbacks, like it doesn't mean they just take a player based on, some analytics. It means that, you know, roster building and trades and all that, you analyze it through that lens. And the analytics say, you know, trading up is not always a good thing. So it could just be that, you know, unless the value is there, I can do it. And I don't know, like, that's my own like 2 cents on it. But
maybe they did try. Who knows?
Yeah, no, and I don't know. I don't know how hard.
Yeah, they said they made a few phone calls.
Sometimes teams are just asking for too much. You say it's not worth it.
That's right, yeah. Exactly. And then it's like, so that's what I say. Like, it's everybody wants to do that, and you know, it's just like when everybody wants to move back, but you have to have two.
Easier said than done.
Exactly, and it's, I know, like, even for the first pick, for their second overall pick, there was never, in their minds, there was never a chance that they were going to trade out of that.
Right.
So, but they still need one. We still know they need a little.
They definitely need one. Yep.
We're joined by John Keim, covers the Commanders for ESPN.com. So 23 of the 32 first-round picks were offensive players. So if Peters and company want a defensive player or even two at 36 and 40, they're going to have a lot of great options early in round two.
Yeah, and listen, in addition to left tackle, they would clearly like to come out of here with an edge rusher and a corner too, obviously. So I think those are two spots where there's still some guys out there that could help them. And then beyond that, I think tight end is another one, but it may be that, you know, you have some premium guys there or guys at premium spots that you can get in the second round. I mean, it'd be kind of hard to pass up, but yeah, I know, like, they signed three defensive ends in free agency. Two of them have one-year deals.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But they definitely, I mean, they clearly had some interest in that position based on who they brought in for visits, etc. So, you know, that would be one to watch. Corner's another one to watch. In addition to left tackle.
So if they don't trade any of their draft picks tonight, they'll have five more players because they have two twos and three threes, correct?
It's going to be a busy night tonight, yes.
Yeah. And like you mentioned, there are some corners out there, the kid from Iowa, DeGene. You got the kid Lassiter from Georgia, the kid McKinstry.
I wouldn't be shocked if they take a corner with that first pick because that
kid. I wouldn't either.
Some had him going like eight or nine, or at least he was rated that high.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I wouldn't either. And plus, you know, because when you look at the way they want to play their coverage schemes, like, you need more guys there who can do that. And, you know, they were looking at the guys that came in for visits, too, were all, like, bigger corners, you know, 6'2" types. So, you know, they want to play a little bit more man, et cetera. So you need to I think, bolster that group for sure. And if there are some guys there, it's like it's kind of working out in their favor that some of these guys are getting pushed out in a big way.
Did they bring in the kid, Jatavion Sanders, the tight end from Texas? They bring him in?
They did. They yeah. did. I'm not sure that he'd be – I'm not sure that – I think like a guy like Wiley, maybe Theo Johnson, might be more options. That's just a sense. But okay. We'll see. Right. Yeah.
So tackle and defensive back, receivers. Still some decent receivers, especially with speed.
They could literally pick anybody.
Yeah.
Listen, and that's what the three picks is like around. I mean, his receiver class is very deep, and that's another spot you would think that they couldn't address here. But, yeah, I mean, that's one for
any
sure.
Any of them you like? Any of the receivers that you like that are still out there?
In that area, I'll be honest, man, I spent so much time focusing on quarterbacks that my opinion is based off – or my thoughts would be based off too much on others' opinions. So
yeah.
I haven't dug deep into that group because, you know, while they need it, you know, I think some of the other spots, the tackles are a bigger deal, obviously. And so, yeah, I kind of punted on that one for this spring.
All right, John, we'll get ready for another busy night as the Commanders have two early picks at 36 and 40. Thanks for the time, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Thanks, buddy.
John Keim covers the Commanders for ESPN.com. Don't forget, coming up at 8, we'll be joined by John Feinstein. Right now, caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. You're going to score two tickets to see Aerosmith's Peace Out Farewell Tour with the Black Crowes Tuesday, October 8th at Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. Tickets are courtesy of Live Nation. 10th caller right now wins. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.